Lifestyle with Patty Mack.
Lifestyles with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. You know, I always love joining you every Saturday. Of course, our new time is 1 o'clock. We've got a great lineup to follow, so please stay tuned, as you always do. I love having studio guests as well, because they make it even more fun. And today, I'm lucky to have joining me two great friends, Ida Chan from Varicose Select, and also my friend Lisa Stevenson, who's a Notary Public. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Excellent to have you here. We're going to talk later. The last half hour, we're going to talk a lot about real estate. Wayne Schrader from REMAX Camosun will join us, and we're going to take your calls, 250-386-1161, answer mortgage questions, your contract questions with the Notary Public. Wayne can talk about real estate. Of course, I'm with REMAX Camosun, so I can also help you with that. Dan Hayes, a London chef. We just love him. So cute. That accent, you know, you gotta love an accent. Third anniversary, him and his lovely bride, Michaela, they had a baby. It's their third anniversary of their London Chef business. So we're gonna talk to him about that and also maybe a couple of great dishes to make this weekend. Off the top, someone who has joined me before, Tina O'Connor. I met her through my friend Rachel, who's a Gal Friday in Vancouver. Tina O'Connor is an author and a lifestyle expert. She's in Vancouver right now with the Vancouver Fashion Week. How are you, Tina?
I'm awesome, Patty. How are you today?
I'm great. You know, I really enjoyed our chat last time. And, of course, you've got your books you've done. And now you're also a lifestyle expert as far as fashion, because you're in Vancouver Fashion Week to kind of see how some of these trends can help everyday people, like maybe get a little bit cooler and use some of those things to improve their wardrobe.
Absolutely. And I think women get a little bit intimidated by, you know, Fashion Week and models and high-end designers. And
no.
Stuff. But I think it's
not me.
Not us.
We're too hot for that.
For sure. But I mean, everyday people can be using these style techniques and pulling stuff out of Fashion Week, you know, different styles and things that they might like to add into their wardrobe and even that they might be seeing in the store. So it's really exciting to be here, and it's so cool to meet local designers. It's amazing.
I know. Well, my daughter, Rachel Mack, works at Niche Magazine. Steve and Tracy Drake have a wonderful fashion magazine, which is going to be spreading across the country, and I'm sure you've seen it. They're a sponsor of Fashion Week, and they've also sponsored a local fashion person, Victoria, designer, who is at the event. And I've seen some of Rachel's pictures, and it's amazing, some of the cool outfits. And even when you're there, I'm sure, Tina, you want to dress cooler yourself just to go to these events.
Yeah, absolutely. And what I always find interesting about, you know, Fashion Week and getting together with people that are into fashion is very, very personal. So you see stuff that, you know, off the charts, and everyone's wearing different stuff and everyone dresses their own style. And I think that's super exciting too. It's being able to express yourself in a really fun and awesome way. And like I said, everyone dresses totally differently. No one looks the same there. It's not all the same styles. And I think that's really great too. You can express yourself through style. Yeah, you're being fashionable, but most of the time people are just using what they like.
And Tina, you know, I've got there's three ladies here right now. We're all different shapes and sizes and ages. And how do you incorporate some of the stuff you've seen to a different age group? These girls are probably 30.
Yeah, right. I'm 25. 30,
25. I'm sorry. Slip the game.
25 and holding, let's be honest.
Yeah. How do you incorporate? Because I know some of the colors. Give us some of the trends you've seen and how you can add a bit of that to your wardrobe if you're plus 40.
Well, you know, when you're 40, like the great thing about fashion and about having a special body type is to dress for your body type. So I think more
I drape for my body. So
I layer.
Yeah, layering is awesome. But a lot of the stuff that I've been seeing at Fashion Week, like, again, very different, but some very bright spring colors and a lot of Asian-inspired themes. So you can pull, you know, even just a belt. Like if you're into just wearing blacks and grays and stuff, grab like a really fun, colorful belt to put on with your stuff that's fun and exciting, but you're not going over the top with this crazy bright patterned outfit. You're just adding pieces and elements. I think that's part of the fun too. Or maybe getting some other accessories like in your hair or with your shoes. There is some amazing shoes out there. And, you know, when you throw on a pair of fabulous shoes with any outfit, it can change the way you feel about yourself and the way people look at you as well.
And don't be crazed about your size. We all have different parts that we love or hate. I was at an event last night and women talking about dieting, and, you know, it's sort of an obsession and something a lot of us have done for a long time. At a certain point, we have to kind of take our strengths and work with what we have.
And definitely accentuate the things that you love about yourself. I mean, I think we look in the mirror sometimes and we can be really critical of some of the parts. So instead of doing that, maybe look in the mirror and say, wow, like, I have the most fabulous arms, or my butt is so tight. You know what I mean? And then accentuate those elements. Wear clothes that accentuate your arms and things that you like about yourself, because that's what is going to make you feel good and look good to other people. Because when you feel good, you're exuding that to other people, and they're going to start being like, wow, she looks fabulous.
Now, Ida, you've always worn a really cool style, and you used to buy a lot of vintage pieces. Do you still like that kind of a look?
Yes, I actually, as a matter of fact, I just bought a vintage Angora sweater.
Oh.
And the price I pay, and then I match up with some pens I have long time ago, and actually it works really well.
Yeah, you've got a great style. And, you know, Lisa, you have to be in a public, you know, your office, and you have your own business.
Right.
How do you plan that every day to kind of have that day kind of dressing that you need?
It depends who's coming in.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sometimes I ramp it up, and most times, though, I'm actually getting quite sick of leggings and boots. I'm looking forward to spring.
Yes.
But, yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
and I guess, layering. Tina, a lot of times, though, a lot of different offices now, a jean and a blazer, kind of a dressed down but dressed up look kind of work, doesn't it?
It does, absolutely. And I love the idea of the vintage and maybe doing a bit of secondhand shopping, but I love going to boutiques within your own city. Hit up a couple boutiques, because they are so good at being able to dress people for their shape. And also, they carry a lot of local designers and stuff made close to home and Canadian-made stuff. I think it's really important for us to try to support our designers. And once you've gone and you know some certain styles that you can wear, it's easier to go out and look secondhand to find similar items. So use your boutiques and use their knowledge to help create a style for yourself that works.
And what's your style, Tina?
I like to be very funky. I mean, I love dressing a little bit crazy. I like to be a bit off the wall and adding elements that maybe are other people might call strange or bright or crazy, because it makes people look at me, and that's what I want. I want that kind of attention, because you've got to get noticed in this world. That's the way.
You got to name it to claim it, sister.
And you know what? But I think you also have to be comfortable too. So a lot of these sort of funky styles can be very comfortable as well. I don't wear nylons anymore. I have like outlawed them in my life. So, you know, go with what works for you.
Yeah, at a certain point, you got to be true to yourself too, right? Not have to follow every trend. Now, you're in Vancouver, and tell us what you're doing there as well. You've got a book signing.
Yeah, today, actually, I'm at Chapters Broadway in Granville until 4 doing book signing, and tomorrow I'm at Chapters Robson and just hitting up some Fashion Week events and meeting designers. So really exciting to be touting my books, Be That Girl and Be That Mom. And
yeah, I loved you. I love that book too. It was so great, because you really, you guys would like it. It's really, you know, to be a cool kind of mom and not stress about the small stuff, I think, is your basic stuff, isn't it, Tina? You really try and enjoy your life.
Enjoy your life. Don't stress. Don't worry. I mean, whatever you're doing right now is right. And I think we worry as moms too much that, like, is that right? Like, yes, it is. Whatever you're doing right now is what's right for you. And don't worry about what other people are going to say or do. You do what works for you. And make sure you're taking care of yourself. So make sure you take care of you first. Put your own oxygen mask on first.
I totally agree with that. Absolutely. Take care of yourself first. And you were also talking a little bit about nutrition. So I know you have three kids. And how do you kind of balance all the stuff you do, and I know it's Nutrition Month, and kind of get good food and get them to eat it?
Well, for sure. I mean, I think food is the key to health, and teaching our kids how to eat properly is really, really important. Most of us came from generations where there were lots of packaged foods and things to try to make people's lives easier, but they aren't the healthiest option. So sticking with really natural things. And with my kids, I have always instituted the one bite rule. With any food that we make one meal. We don't make three different things for three different kids. It's one meal, and they have to try a bite of everything that we've made. And it's every time they have to do that, because they might take one bite that today, and it's the next time I make it, it might taste different to them. So I make them try everything every time and just really encourage positivity when it comes to that. You can really be fun with food. Like, you need to talk to them about the importance of eating food for vitamins and what it does. So, you know, meat gives you protein and that helps build your muscles. I think even kids at a young age can learn those things. But I think you need to bring your kids into the kitchen. So
that's true.
Kids of any age can be helping out in the kitchen, whether it's cutting things or getting things out for mom or opening cans. You know, they can be in the kitchen watching you prep things. And keep it simple. Keep it basic. We don't have to spread our food with butter and salt and all these sauces. Food actually tastes good on its own. So encourage
I'll have
your
to write that one down.
Eat it. Just eat the food as it's supposed to be had. You know,
absolutely.
That'll cut out the calories and increase the nutrition in your life. So the other thing that I think is important too is talking about, you know, organic foods and grown close to home food, like getting more in touch with where our food comes from and teaching our kids about that. Chicken is an actual real chicken. It doesn't just come in a package at the grocery store.
I'm sure our next guest, Dan Hayes, will be talking about that, because that's we have a lot of great chefs here who local really is where it's at. Tina, I hope you have a great time at Fashion Week, and it's always nice talking to you. I hope I talk to you again soon. And
thank you, Patty. You're amazing.
And so is Rachel. Say hi to my Rachel and Rachel from Gal Friday. We'll talk to you soon. When we come back, we're going to talk to Dan Hayes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
If it's the Callwood Crawl or a mess on the Malahat, we've got your back with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Okay, weather, what are you going to throw at me today?
Clouds and perhaps some unseasonal hail.
Photocopier at work, what have you got for me?
Paper jam!
2007 Nissan Sentra, how are you holding up?
Actually, I'm all good.
Think of everything you face on a daily basis. Wouldn't it be nice if car troubles weren't one of them? Bring your car to Rand Automotive, where we believe in long-term care for our clients and their vehicles. Rand Automotive, where vehicles and relationships are maintained.
Got everything?
Yep, long weekend, here we come.
Wait, you hear that?
The Canadian Blood Services blood signal's been activated. They need us right now.
I'll call the others.
Some of the most serious car crashes occur during the long weekend. So with the upcoming holiday, that means there's an even greater need for blood. It can take up to 50 blood donors to help just one car crash victim. So spread the word, rally your friends. Together, you could save someone's life. Call 1-888-2-DONATE to book an appointment today. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
Hurry to Marigold Nurseries all this week, and you'll be gardening with the family throughout our Victoria Day long weekend. Look for this week's money-saving specials in today's TC and save on roses in 3-gallon pots, sale priced at $19.99. Browse fabulous veggies and choose from a vast selection of marigold-grown hanging fuchsia baskets, sure to attract hummingbirds all summer long. On Lochside Drive in Sandwichton, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Red Tag Days are back at Metro Lexus Toyota. It's our biggest sale of the year, so don't miss out. This is your opportunity for savings up to $8,000 on select vehicles. And there's 0% financing up to 60 months on select models. Come see why Metro Lexus Toyota has been voted by Victoria as the best place to buy a new car for 10 years in a row. Red Tag Days are back at Metro Lexus Toyota. But they won't last forever, so don't miss out.
Metro Lexus Toyota!
Douglas, across from Mayfair.
We are back. I have Ida Chan here from Veracoast Select and Lisa Stevenson, who is a notary public and has her own business. Later in the show, after the news at 11:30, we're talking to Wayne Schrader as well and have a little half hour on real estate, mortgages, your contracts, and we can answer all your questions. But right now we're going to talk to Dan Hayes. He is the London chef, and they are celebrating their third anniversary. How are you, Dan?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's nice to talk to you. You've had great success personally and professionally.
Thank you.
Your beautiful bride, Michaela, and you have a baby girl who is how old now?
We do. She's Juliet. She is 6 months. Juliet six Olivia months. Hayes.
Oh, is that a nice name? The way he says it?
She's wonderful. She's we're really, really, really enjoying having her.
Oh, I'm so glad for you guys. That is just the icing on the cake, isn't it, really, to have that?
It's absolutely amazing. Even when she keeps us up at night, it's still incredible.
Yeah. And when she's 18, she'll do the same thing.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Yeah. But when she starts bringing boys home, that's when it gets scary.
Yeah, don't worry about it yet, though. Yeah. Now, it's your third anniversary, so what have you found the last 3 years about business and about being in Victoria and about the food community here?
I found it absolutely incredible and so enjoyable. I think the food community here, and chefs in particular, are so friendly and willing to help each other out. And that's something that not always happens in big cities. In London, it certainly doesn't always happen. It's so competitive, and everyone's sort of so eager to see what everyone else is doing and trying to one-up them. Here, everybody, wants to help out, and people are very, very supportive, I think. And it's a wonderful community to have a business within.
Well, that's a nice way to be, isn't it, you guys? Because, so many businesses are just so cutthroat, aren't they? I'm sure what you guys
yes,
do, Lisa
very much,
and
Ida,
we try and help each other. I mean, I think it's a good way to be in life in general because it always comes back to you. Now, you have the cooking school, so if people go online to London Chef, you have lots of classes coming up and guest instructors. Give an idea of some of the classes that you offer, Dan.
We do. We do all kinds of classes. I teach quite a few of the classes, but we also have a lot of guest instructors coming in. Heidi Fink's here quite a lot doing classes, and then we bring in celebrities, essentially, as well, when we can. Vikram Vidya here quite a lot, and we try and bring some other people in, and the classes sort of vary, really. We do a lot of seafood classes, Thai seafood classes and Southern French classes. I love teaching Spanish classes. We do a tapas class and we do a paella class, and then we go over to Asia. We'll do some Indian classes, Goan classes, and Thai classes are always really popular because you're using ingredients typically that you might not be familiar with, so that's quite good fun.
Right, and we just got back from Mexico, Hudson and I know that you're doing some Mexican cuisine as well.
Yes, we do. We do a wonderful class where everybody makes guacamole and pico de gallo, and then we roast the whole pork shoulder and we make little tacones with it. And I speak Spanish, so you kill two birds with one shot, so to speak, because you learn a bit about Mexican food and you learn a few Spanish words along the way, and not just the naughty ones.
Lisa?
Could we hear a naughty Spanish word?
No, not naughty, but just how about a Spanish word from a Londoner?
A Spanish word. How about delicioso?
Delicious. Oh, delicioso.
Delicioso.
Can you record that and send that to Lisa, please?
So she can put it on voicemail.
Yes.
So it's our third anniversary here. And the business has been around for 5 years, but 3 years in this location. And we're so excited because on Monday, we're sort of doing a bit of a relaunch of our cafe. And we're going to be open from 8 till 3, Monday to Friday. And I'll be in here every day cooking a hot lunch, doing a soup, doing salads, doing sandwiches, and doing something fantastic every day, an entree.
And Lisa, you're downtown. So, Dan, tell people your address so people like Lisa here can come and drop by because it's close to her.
Yeah, it's 953 Fort Street. So we're opposite Cafe Brio, which, of course, is one hell of a landmark, and next to Mothering Touch, another great landmark.
And it's such a beautiful facility. Oh, my God. Well, facility, it's like the kitchen, marble. Have you seen the London Chef? Oh, my gosh.
Walk by it all the time.
Oh, well, you got to go in. The food.
I'm going to stop in.
Yeah. Can you record Lisa's having a tub right now? She'll be with you shortly. Anyway, that's for her answering machine. Okay, so is everybody welcome on Monday to come to the relaunch?
Absolutely, please. Everybody come down on Monday. Come and have a look. And we'll be having some fun.
Absolutely. Now, I want you to give me some advice here. We'll talk about halibut in a minute, but scallops. I tried to cook some the other day, and you see all kinds of stuff. Dry them off, put them in the pan, really hot pan. Don't turn them too quickly. Don't overcook them. But I think they were a little undercooked, you know. So okay, how do you get them perfect?
I'll tell you the trick. Very easy. You listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is what we do. take a frying pan, put it on a high heat.
Yeah.
Preferably a non-stick pan if you can, on a high heat. Yeah. Dry your scallops off. Make sure they're not frozen scallops because they'll have sucked up any moisture. They want to be fresh scallops, preferably live, just shucked out of the shell. But either way, fresh scallops. Then put your pan on a high heat and a little bit of olive oil into the pan, light olive oil or even canola oil into the pan. Season your scallops while they're still on the paper towel, just with salt. No pepper. We don't need pepper on these, just some nice sea salt. Maybe Vancouver Island sea salt from Andrew Shepherd. That would be a nice option. And then put them in the pan as if the pan was a clock face, starting at 12 o'clock and working all the way around the outside of the pan.
Really?
By the time you get round, then start turning them again, and then take them out the same way. Then every scallop has been in the pan for exactly the same amount of time.
Wow.
Otherwise, one's overcooked, one's undercooked, one's lost down the drain. You know, you don't know what's going on.
I was confused.
So you just go, does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. We were all kind of drawing the clock face.
Do we remember
them? Exactly,
yeah. Oh, that's great advice. And then do you put a little butter on at the end?
You can. If you want to, you can make what's known as a beurre noisette at the end. So at the end, you can put a knob of butter in, use a spoon, let that butter sort of start to brown and go a bit foamy. We call it a beurre noisette, and you can just baste the scallops. So now, if you wish, it's not necessary. That's very French, and you get a lovely, rich, buttery taste. I wouldn't always do that, though. That's something that is a wonderful thing, but you don't have to do that.
Okay. And halibut, it's really seasonal right now, so... how do you cook halibut, and what kind of sides would you have?
There's
with
only
that?
Two things to do with halibut.
Yep.
Either cook it on the bone, or eat it raw.
Did he say eat it raw?
Eat
sashimi.
It raw, cook it on the bone. I think.
Oh, eat it raw.
Okay. The halibut is the biggest waste of time of any fish in the sea. The worst thing you can do is fillet a halibut. So you want to cook it as what's known as a dan in the kitchen, or a dane, on the bone with the skin still on, so you have a steak, and that is absolutely wonderful. Or take your fillet and do something like a sashimi, or do a ceviche, or do an al crudo preparation, something where it's still raw or very, very, very lightly cooked in acid.
Dan knows fish like you wouldn't believe. When I dropped in once, like, he will show you all the stuff in the back. And like, you know fish, right? That's what you did in London, was a lot
of
fresh
fish.
I spent
12 years just working in seafood restaurants in England and Spain.
He will show you how to cook the ugly stuff. You know?
Yeah.
The fish that no one wants, right?
The tasty stuff is the ugly stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. But everything in the sea is beautiful, right?
It totally is. And Dan, tell people again where they can find you and about Monday.
953 Fort Street, opposite Cafe Brio. We have a relaunch of the cafe and the pantry on Monday as of 8 o'clock. Come by, we'll have baked goods. And at lunch, we start at 12 o'clock. And this Monday, we're going to serve a pavé of roasted wild coho salmon with a confit of fennel Yukon Golds tomato with sauce vierge.
Oh, she's there. She's there for sure.
Something fresh, crisp. Let's pretend it's spring.
Absolutely. Okay. Dan, great talking to you as always, and all the best to you guys.
Thanks so much.
You betcha.
Bye.
Ida and Lisa, we're going to hang around. We're going to call Wayne, and we're going to talk some real estate and give people advice. Back after the
news.
Sounds
good.
This is how long it can take to make a safe left-hand turn. Ready? If that seemed longer than you think, that's probably because we sometimes underestimate how long it takes to make a left-hand turn. So before you rush, think, yield, give yourself enough time, then go, and get there safely. A message from ICBC.
The 2014 BC SPCA Lottery for the Animals is bigger and better than ever, with $100,000 in cash prizes to be won, including a $10,000 grand prize. With daily cash prizes throughout June, you have more chances than ever to be a winner. Tickets start at only $25 and are on sale now at spca.bc.ca/lottery. The final ticket deadline is May 18th, so act now. Get your tickets today at spca.bc.ca/lottery. 19 plus to play, know your limit, play within it.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon. It's 1:30. I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. Ukraine's fledging government got an earful today at a second round of European brokered talks. Reporter Natalia Vasilyeva says politicians and other officials from the East heap criticism on the government for ignoring the grievances of regions overrun by pro-Russian protesters.
A number of politicians from the East implored the government to believe that apart from the pro-Russian gunmen, there's a genuinely large part of the population who are desperate and who genuinely voted in the referendum as a sign of protest.
The talks are intended to resolve the country's worst crisis since the fall of the Soviet Union, but exclude the insurgents described by Kiev as terrorists. A summit in Paris aimed at combating the threat from Boko Haram militants in Africa has wrapped up.
The U.S. and Europe plus five African countries meeting in Paris have pledged greater cooperation to fight the threat from Boko Haram Islamist militants, the group that kidnapped and continues to hold more than 200 Nigerian schoolgirls. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan was there.
Without the countries in West Africa and Central Africa coming together, we will not be able to crush this terrorist.
The priority is, of course, to find the schoolgirls, but those attending agreed a long-term regional and global strategy to watch, deter, and intervene when and where necessary. Linda Albin, ABC News.
The worst flooding since records were first kept 120 years ago is drowning the Balkans. At least 20 people have died in Serbia and Bosnia. ABC's Dragana Jovanovic reports on what the effect 3 months' worth of rain in 3 days has had on the region.
It's basically flooded huge portions of Serbia and eastern and central Bosnia, and the rivers were breaking their banks, and they paralyzed basically the bulk of two countries.
Officials say they expect more casualties after the waters begin receding in the next few days. A newspaper in Turkey is carrying a disturbing report into last Tuesday's coal mine disaster that killed about 300 miners. The report says support beams in the tunnel were made of wood, not metal, and there weren't enough detectors for deadly carbon monoxide gas. Reporter Desmond Butler says a survivor he spoke with disagrees with claims from the mine's management and from the government that they were careful about safety standards.
He said that the inspections were very superficial. He said that inspectors would only go down a little bit into the mine, and the real problems were deep in the mine, and the inspectors never saw that.
Turkish government officials deny allegations that negligence played a role in the disaster. That's CFAX 1070 News to 1:32. Weather is coming up next.
Last season's winner, Eric Chong, pampered the palates of the Leafs, the armed forces, and most importantly, the judges. Now it's your turn. CTV's MasterChef Canada Season 2 is already in the works. Think you have what it takes to outcook, outsmart, and outlast the competition? Apply at ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada for your chance to be crowned the next champion. Auditions start soon. Go to ctv.ca/MasterChef Canada and apply now.
Taking a look at weather now, mainly cloudy for the afternoon and going into the evening, a 30% chance of showers overnight, dipping down to 10 degrees. Today, looking to reach a high of 17 for your afternoon. Your Sunday, mainly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers in the forecast, winds near the Juan de Fuca Strait in the evening, and highs to 17 degrees. Right now, outside our studios downtown, we are sitting at 13 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
Now, Lifestyles with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back, and we're going to talk real estate this half hour. So any questions you may have, 250-386-1161. We're going to talk with Wayne Schrader from REMAX Camosun, also Ida Chan from Veracoast Select, and Lisa Stevenson, a notary public. Joining me is Wayne Schrader from REMAX Camosun. He's been in the business for over 30 years. How are you, Wayne?
Good, Patty. How are you?
I'm excellent. Now, Wayne, you know, as a managing broker and a realtor in Victoria for many years, what do you think about the market right now?
You know, it's pretty balanced right now, Patty. We see things fairly stable, pretty much where we were at, same thing as last year, January, February. Prices are holding their own. Prices seem to be kind of down a little bit here and there. But otherwise, we're into a pretty good stable market right now. Listings are off a little bit from where they were the last year. So we're coming into a spring market, which is traditionally a busy time for us, and I think it's going to be a good spring.
And, you know, I've worked at RE/MAX since 95 in one way or another with Lee Johnston, so, and I'm a licensed agent again. And, you know, I've been out showing some people places lately, and I have some condos for sale, and there's a lot of people out right now, and it's got a buzz about it, because I think what happened is that the market's been flat for a while, and people thought, I'll sell next year, I'll do this next year. Well, I think we're in for a cycle of fairly flat. So people are realizing this is a great time to buy. Ida, you know, the rates are low.
The rate is actually getting lower, too.
Yeah. And, you know, that looks like it's stable. So if you're going to buy something, I mean, look at the weather back east, Wayne. That's going to be the best thing to happen to Victoria because everybody wants to move here.
Exactly right, Patty. I mean, we see there's a number of Alberta buyers showing up here as of lately. And, you know, they used to be kind of heading south, but with the dollar change and with the U.S. prices starting to firm up now, they're starting to come back out to Victoria and Vancouver, and they're looking to buy real estate out here.
And I don't know about you guys, Lisa. You know, people talk about our climate here, and a lot of people don't realize this Mediterranean climate we kind of have being protected by these mountains around us, that we have a really beautiful climate.
We have a better climate than Seattle and Vancouver.
Absolutely. We don't have that on Monterey. Well, except for last week, maybe.
Yeah.
barring that. Now, you know, Wayne, a lot of people, especially nowadays, whether you're, you know, traveling, people think, I'll just do everything on the internet. A lot of people don't know the value of really having a good agent. They think, oh, I'll just, you know, keep looking myself. But there's so many tools we have as agents now to supply people with the listings that are fresh that day, that minute. MLS, that sells it too. So tell people why they should use a good agent, because you've got lots at RE/MAX Camosun.
Well, you know, Patty, I think that, you know, finding a good agent, having an agent that's going to work on your behalf, whether you're actually selling a property or listing a property or working as a buyer's agent, I think it's very important. Getting the information online with MLS.ca or Realtor.ca is only part of the process. I think having a good agent with technology nowadays, they can find you the home faster, they can negotiate the deal for you. There's a lot of things you have to look out for when you're purchasing a house, and a good agent, again, will make sure that you're well protected when you're writing a contract or when you're selling a house as well. So, you know, finding the right agent and working with that agent very closely, I think, is very good value and always will be.
Absolutely, and I'm sure you find that too, you guys, right, Lisa and Ida, that, you know, it's that give and take and rapport. So, you know, it has to be a click thing where you work and you get each other, because what you find, I'm sure, is that over time you see these people over and over again, whether it's them buying and selling later on or a friend of theirs or their daughter or their son. It's a relationship you form over many years, which we've also formed.
Yeah, well, absolutely.
As a mortgage agent, there's another thing people should know. If you're buying a property privately, what we call private sales, some bank might not want to entertain the mortgage. So it could be a problem. It is,
There's one all of kinds the of new stipulations now, aren't there? Like the mortgage part of it, you have to, you know, really make sure you're getting all the information before you start entering into real estate and know what it is you can be buying.
And I prefer to deal with anybody buying or selling who's using a realtor, because there are different contracts. For instance, if it's a new home, so there's the transitional tax and the GST rebate and all of those components are now in the contract. So if you're doing that privately, you might be sold out. You might miss something. So I think it's really important to use a realtor.
And when you know from our training at RE/MAX too, a contract, you don't have anything unless you have a contract.
Oh, exactly right.
An enforceable contract, that's what we hear over and over again, right?
Yeah.
So it's really important that you know the T's are crossed, the I's are dotted.
Yeah, you have to write a contract that's going to be advantageous for either your buyer or as a seller. But at the end of the day, the contract is very paramount. You know, the other thing that we've seen over the last couple of years with the market, as it's kind of swung up and it's swung down and so on, a lot of people think, well, I'll throw for sale, sign up on the lawn there, and I'll save myself $20,000 or $30,000 in real estate commissions. And yet, we quite often find out that they're not getting the full exposure that they could, and that's where the MLS system comes into play. If they have people from out of town, and they're working with an agent, buyers are working with an agent, the agent will give them full exposure to everything that's listed out there on the ML. And the home seller might think that by not using an agent, they're going to save themselves some commission, when in fact, they may not getting full true market value for their property. So the MLS value has got a lot of value in it, and the realtors do a great job.
Right, and you know, another thing is a lot of people think I'll sell it myself, and I'll put that on top of the price. And, you know, the market is the market. And people may get in five agents and all give a different price. But really, you know, the marketplace will tell you what your house is worth. And really, there's only usually one thing wrong with if it's not selling. It's usually price, right?
Well, so, that's right.
You know, that is what you have to price it right.
Yeah. Patty, you know, more so in this market right now, we're seeing a few less listings than what we saw last year at this time. Not by many. There's a good product selection out there, but we're finding everything's very, very price sensitive now. Buyers have become astute. Buyers working with agents have become very astute. They know what they want to pay for that property. They're not prepared to pay any more. And so writing a good contract and good value for both the seller and the buyer.
Absolutely. And if you're overpriced, people are not even going to look because they know they can see, and a good agent will tell them the house down the street sold for this amount. So why would you pay that?
And I don't think if you are selling privately, you're as competent at a counteroffer. Or a backup offer. You know, that's kind of gray territory. They're not skilled in that regard, and so
right.
You could be selling yourself short.
And also, if you do a counter offer, you have no contract anymore.
Right.
If you sign right now, sometimes you let people get away that you have to, if you have someone interested, you have to make sure you work with that offer because that may be the one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly right. The we're seeing a number of multiple offers as of lately, Patty, which is something we haven't seen in the market for quite a while. But it is about price. If the price is proper, if the product is very good, if it shows well, you know, in the last couple of weeks, we've seen some multiple offers on properties. But it needs to be priced. You started off by saying that needs to be priced well within the range of where that house is valued at. And there's a list of buyers that are waiting for good homes like that. And that's just indicative of where the market's heading right now. And I think we've seen homes that have been on the market for 8 months, for a year and a half, and they sit and they sit and they sit. And all of a sudden, they go through a bit of a price adjustment, and all of a sudden, they get an offer. And so everything's very price-sensitive right now.
Absolutely, because there are people out there, and you see them from different houses you're going to. You'll see the same groups of people coming in after you because there's people out there that are wanting to buy up, across, or whatever they're doing in their lifestyle right now, and there seem to be so many buyers. So it's a great time if you're going to think about listing or selling. Great time to do that.
You bet.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk a little more about mortgages and Notary Public. Back in a minute.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
There are reports of an oil spill in the Gorge waterway near the Craigflower Bridge.
Canada's fire-ravaged Navy supply ship will begin a long journey across the Pacific back to Canada this week.
The government's much-maligned legislation to overhaul election laws is on its way to the Senate.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority. CFAX 1070. Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
I'm Matt McLeod with CFAX 1070, letting you know what's happening around Victoria. If you're looking for something fun to do today with the family, then head on down to the James Bay Community Market to enjoy performances from great local musicians. The market also provides Victoria with access to a variety of homemade, handmade, homegrown goods and an opportunity to meet those who put in the hard work to provide them. The 20th Greater Victoria Bike to Work Week is quickly approaching and runs from May 26th till June 1st. There will be many different special events throughout the week to celebrate this major milestone of one of the capital region's most supported and recognized free community events that attracts over 7,000 commuter cyclists each year. For more information about the event and how to register, please visit our events page on our website. You can also find out more about what's happening around Victoria on our website, cfax1070.com. This has been your weekend's Community Connection, brought to you by Fairway Market. Fresher and tastier than ever.
Korean.
Swiss.
Mexican.
Polish.
British.
Thai.
Japanese.
Hey, what kind of game you guys playing?
No game, we're just listing some of the international foods at Fairway Market.
Oh, okay. Has anyone mentioned Italian yet?
From great produce to choice cuts of meat to local and exotic natural foods, Fairway Market is a world of flavors, inspiring you to cook terrific, healthful, tastier meals every day. Fairway Market. If you haven't shopped Fairway lately, you haven't shopped Fairway.
Hurry to Marigold Nurseries all this week, and you'll be gardening with the family throughout our Victoria Day long weekend. Roses in 3 gallon pots now sale priced at just $19.99. Browse their fresh crop of veggies and choose from a vast selection of Marigold grown hanging fuchsia baskets, sure to attract hummingbirds all summer long. On Lochside Drive in Sandyston, in Duncan, and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
A trip down memory lane. Boomertown with Barry Bowman. Sundays at 3 on CFAX 1070.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back talking real estate. We have Wayne Schrader from RE/MAX Camosun. We have Lisa Stevenson, who's a notary public, and Ida Chan, who is from Verico Select and is a mortgage broker. Now, Ida, for people who don't know about mortgage brokers, tell us what you do, and then if you're going to buy a house, what the step is you need to take to be ready to do that as far as your money.
So as a mortgage agent or a broker, what we do is we will shop all the credit unions, some of the banks, and then had about 40 other lenders we deal with and get you the best rate. Or sometimes rate always matters, but sometimes people's different situations. What we do is our mandate is find you a mortgage if you get rejected by the bank.
Right, because don't just think I can't buy. There's always other ways around it and other certain banks or products that may work for you, whether you're self-employed or what may be your circumstance.
Exactly. For example, there's a lot of people have difficulty coming up with the down payment. There's a lot of myth about how much down payment do I need to buy a home. So really, right now, if you're buying a home, whether you're a first-time buyer or repeat buyers, the minimum down payment is still 5% up to $1 million. So you buy something $1 million plus, you have to give 20%. But you buy anything under $1 million, you can still use the 5%. Now, there are some banks will give you what we call a cash back. You will pay a higher rate. But what they would do is they give you 5%. Some banks give you the 5% cash, but they don't want you to use this as a down payment. They pretend that this 5% cash, you use it for something else. But other lenders that we deal with will give you that option. They give you 5% cash.
So you can use that for your down payment.
They can use it as a down payment.
And then there's also CMHC. Tell us about that. So if people... people don't often have all the money to buy. So CMHC, what is the charge on that and how does that work for a buyer?
CMHC is it allows people to buy a house with less than 20% down. So if you have 19% down payment, you have to get insurance, which is a CMHC comes in. And so that allow people to have less money or less down payment could able to acquire a home. And you have to pay insurance on it. But the insurance premium is will form part of your mortgage. And starting May 1st, the insurance premium is going to go up by 15%. For example, right now, if you go and get a mortgage, we got 5% down payment, your insurance premium is 2.75. By May 1st, we'll go up to 3.15. But it's the submission day that matters. So if you go to the bank or come to see us to get a pre-approval mortgage ready, your premium will stay the same.
Right.
Even though you might not fund before May 1st.
Right. But even if you get it after May, really, when you add it onto a mortgage for 25, 30 years, the amount is very minimal
to get you in
the market.
Yeah.
And Wayne, the market is great. We have so many different kinds of products, whether you're young and you want all new, and the Western communities with, granite countertops and stainless steel appliances. The amount of inventory is amazing, what people can buy and the value. I'm sure, like me, who's been in the business a long time, what you're seeing for prices for a single standing house in Santa Ysidro, for instance, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right, Patty. I mean, we've seen a big change in the market over the last little while. There's been a lot of good new construction condos going on. You can now buy condos for under $200,000 out there, and we're seeing a lot of smaller homes, smaller lot subdivisions going on out in the Western communities, out in the Langford area. Some of the developers have really tapped into the idea that people do want fee simple homes. They don't want to live in a condo. They don't want to live in a strata. And so a lot of these homes have done very well. And those homes can be priced anywhere from $350,000 to $450,000, which is excellent value as well.
Right. And if you're looking for a time to get in, it's an amazing time, isn't it, with these rates and with these prices? Like people that bought in many years ago with 21% interest rates and such, I mean, it really is an amazing time to get in because, especially if you're young and you're going to be seeing long term, I mean, the growth potential is amazing.
It is, Patty, I think people are really forgetting the fact about how affordable, as you just mentioned, interest rates are. It wasn't that long ago when the
8 to 10 or 11% mortgage was very acceptable, and that would you can get mortgages for as cheap as they are, under 3%. And this is what Ida was saying as well, is that there's lots of good incentives. There's lots of good programs. You can borrow from your RSP. You can get a CMHC-insured loan. The government in BC has just made it a little bit easier under the first-time home buyers program to get into a market. There's just lots of really, really good reasons. And, you know, the Bank of Canada has been really good in holding down the interest rates, but they're forewarning everybody that these rates are not going to stay here forever. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see some modest increases probably later in 2015 and 16.
And also, you forgot to say you can beg your family for a down payment.
No. Yeah.
And Lisa, as far as the contract, so, you know, a notary public, you do lots of things. So on your website, I saw all the different things, wills and many things a lawyer can do. So what are some of those paperwork you need to get ahead of time? So make sure that your house is in order before you even do this part of it.
Well, there are a lot of things to get your travel trunk together. Yeah. So, you know, I mean... dealing with a realtor is, I think, as Wayne said, paramount. Having that conversation with your mortgage broker, if you're buying, get pre-approved. You know, we as notaries and lawyers as well, we will review a contract prior to anyone signing it. We will review title to make sure that there isn't anything that is a little off, that maybe we need to pull that document and have a look at it if there's a restriction.
And title, people don't sort of realize about that. Title is very important to make sure that is looked over to see there's nothing on that. Give a few examples just quickly what that could be.
Yeah, so prior to becoming a notary, I was a registry agent and owned my own business. And so reviewing a title search is part of my job as a notary, but also reviewing the tax information, making sure that's right, the utility accounts, all of those things. But the title search, you want to make sure that there isn't a restriction that may be grandfathered, maybe needs to come off the title. It needs to be released by a fluxion of time. Or there may be a tax charge on there. Somebody hasn't paid their taxes. You want to ensure that tax account is paid off, land tax deferment. Let's say there's a litigation going on. There might be a LIS pendens or a certificate of pending litigation lodged against the title. Those are all red flags, and so it's really important that we review title, and then we work with the other side. So if I'm acting for the purchaser, I put the vendor's solicitor on an undertaking to clear title, because that's in the contract, that the title must be free and clear of any encumbrances. And that doesn't mean just the charges, like the mortgages or...
So it's not scary stuff, guys. There's, you know, people that can help you and walk you through this stuff. It's all so doable when you're buying a house, so don't be intimidated ever, because everybody starts from square one and there's always something to learn. But it is a great thing to be in real estate. Wayne Schrader from RE/MAX Mosen, I know you got a busy day ahead of you. I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for joining us with all the great information.
Thank you, Patty. It's been my pleasure.
Absolutely. Thanks. We come back. We're going to talk more to Ida and Lisa.
Hey, Victoria, I've been supplying you with home renovation goods for over 27 years. Brian Higgins here for my Bay West Rona store in Vic West. My team can help you fix, replace, or renovate anything in your home. Our door shop can tailor make a door for any size or purpose. We have a drive-through covered lumber yard. Our paint department can help you fix and color any wall. Plumbing parts galore. We're here to help you repair and beautify your home. Bay West Rona, open 7 days a week at the corner of Bay and Wilson in Vic West.
Need a ride downtown? Call 382-2222. Gotta get to the ferry? Call 382-2222. You know the number. Call Bluebird, 382-2222. It's easier than ever to get in touch and get home safe. Bluebird gift cards are perfect for students, seniors, or anyone on the go. And reloading them is easy. Call Bluebird, 382-2222.
It's just a fact that over the years, and for many reasons, hearing health can diminish. Even people speaking loudly and clearly can sound like they're mumbling. At Connect Hearing, we'd like to change that. Call, book online, or come in to book your free hearing test and ask about our special 3-week hearing aid trial so you can hear the difference for yourself. This offer only lasts to August 31st, so call Connect Hearing at 1-888-355-4170 or visit connecthearing.ca and stay connected.
You need money. You own your home.
I need money. I own my home.
Meet Get Acceptance.
Online
or on the phone.
Not like a bank.
No, it's a simple application.
Credit check?
Nope. No need for a credit check or income history. And approvals take about 24 hours.
I need the money for...
It doesn't matter what you need the money for. Need $15,000?
$50,000.
Or $300,000. Go to Get Acceptance.
And get...
Accepted. Get Acceptance. When you can't bank on the banks, go to getthatloan.ca. Some conditions apply.
The following is a recording from an earlier broadcast.
We are back. I have Ida Chan, Varicose Select, and Lisa Stevenson, who is a notary public. And you guys have been doing this for a long time, as have I, with RE/MAX Camosun as a realtor, and really know your information and always want to get out the right stuff so people really know what they're dealing with. Ida, you want just to touch on the importance of pre-approval, locking down that rate so you know where you're at.
Yes. Pre-approval is, there's a couple things about pre-approval is important. One, it locks an interest rate. In case interest rate go up, you would not be affected by that. Mm-hmm. Usually the lock-in period is from 90 to 120 days. Mm-hmm. The bank is off 180 days rate hold period, right? And now remember, if rate drop in between, you get the lower of the two anyway.
Right.
So
right.
It's almost like a guarantee policy for you.
Yeah.
And best yet, it does not cost you anything.
Right, but you know what you're dealing with.
You know, and we give you an idea how much you can actually go out and shop around rather than not knowing and thinking, I would definitely get a mortgage, I pay my bills on time. But sometimes you don't know. Credit score is a huge factor.
Right, and so I know you stress that because maybe we haven't ever thought about that, but it's really based on all the bank looks at. So maybe you run that and you see maybe there's some areas that need work on. People can go out, maybe pay off their credit card, do things like that to get that credit better.
Yes, and now sometimes that little things you don't think about. For example, I over my limit for $10 because the credit card allows me, and that, believe it or not, can drop your credit score by a ton.
Wow!
And then all of a sudden you got kicked out to get the best rate. So if you get a pre-approval, we will do a credit check with the client's consent, and then if something is wrong, we're given time to correct your problem rather than you don't know about it and thinking, okay, I make good money, I always pay my bill on time, I have a 5% down
you
payment.
You may have no idea.
You might have no idea.
That $10, that's right. That stuff you got by, you know, sent to you, that free makeup or whatever that you didn't pay the bill. And now closing costs. Tell us what the buyer or seller, what kind of costs they're looking at and how long they need to contact you before.
So if you're dealing with a realtor and you contact my office, for instance, and you say, I'm purchasing and I'm dealing with a realtor and the subject twos are coming off on Friday. And then I say, well, okay, when is the actual closing date? Typically, if it's a quick close, then you scramble a little bit. But typically, I will say to them, okay, well, get your realtor to forward me the contract as sooner rather than later. Get your mortgage broker to send me mortgage instructions sooner rather than later. I will get the file together. I will, you know, go through all the numbers and order the insurance binder, etc. And then I contact them just a couple of days prior to them coming in to sign. So it can be 2 days prior to them actually buying.
Right.
Now, on the seller's side, there is the commission payable, both the listing and the selling commission payable. And so I just make them aware of it. You know, some people aren't aware that they're paying both commissions. And it's different here in Victoria. I don't know why, but the rest of BC does things a different way, and we in Victoria, because we're so elitist, we pay the commissions if the property's here in Victoria. So that's the seller's responsibility, and it comes off the sale price.
Right. And what about the other side? When you're buying, you don't pay the commission.
No. So as the purchaser's representative, we draft up the documents, and we send them to the vendor's representative, and then we get the... documents.
Perfect.
Back.
If people want to get a hold of you, Lisa, how do they do that?
I can be reached 590-6196, area code 250, or you can contact me by email, lisa@notaryvictoria.com.
And how about you, Ida?
You can call me at 250-588-0588, or you can email me at ida.chan@varicoselect.com.
So cute, aren't you? You guys are great. And I know you want to talk about private sales as well. And we'll have to have you back because there's just so many things that we can talk about. If you want to find more about me and the show and real estate, I'm at lifestylewithpattymack.com, where I'll be at Bayview today, this afternoon. Nice chatting with you. Thank you, TJ, as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.